Hi, I am Rick Forche, and welcome to part two of Redefining Manhood. In this part, we're going to talk about purpose-driven. What is a man's purpose? And I want to talk about this specifically in the area of the mixed messages we get from society these days. There's a lot of confusion, I can tell, and I can feel it in myself, as to who a man is supposed to be and what is his purpose. Of course, there's always that phrase that, you know, that's the catchphrase in self-help industries, you know, finding your purpose, defining your purpose, what is your purpose? The mixed messages we're getting is, as examples, you know, are we supposed to be a feminist yet still open doors for women? Is it okay to watch sports and hang out with the guys, or are we supposed to spend all of our time with our family and be the model husband and father? Are we supposed to be the sole financial or main financial provider, you know, work our butts off and climb the corporate ladder? Or, and at the same time, are we supposed to share equally in the household and financial responsibilities? Are we supposed to be the decision maker? Are we supposed to be open and honest or not? Are we supposed to share our feelings or not? Are we supposed to be tough, or are we supposed to be vulnerable? You know, are we supposed to be that knight in shining armor at the same time? It can be very confusing these days for men as to who we're supposed to be and what is our purpose. So I feel a sense of growing unease in so many men that I know around this. They feel a bit lost, confused, stuck in some ways. In some ways, like something is missing from their lives, and they're not sure what it is. So I want to talk to you today about what I believe a man's purpose is. And this is based on my own experience, my own self-development over the last few years, and where I came from. And if you want to read more about where I came from, please go to my website and the About Me, I'll share more about that there. The purpose in life, and I'll be very clear about this, it's very simple as far as I'm concerned, but it's not easy to implement. It is simply about being a better version of yourself. So going back to part one, who am I? What is my identity? What is it that I hold true about me that I want to hang on to that makes me authentic and integral? That's my identity. We talked about that. I talked about that in part one. And then your purpose is simply to hold on to that and be better at it. Be a better version of yourself. Do your best to be a better version of yourself. And all those other things in our lives that we do will become easier. We won't be fighting them as much because we always have somewhere to go to be at peace, and that's within ourselves. We're always coming from a place of authenticity and integrity, and we're always doing our best to be better. What else is there? Then it doesn't matter what we do. The purpose is in how we do it and to be better at it, to be a better version of ourselves. It doesn't mean that we're going to be at our best every day. I'll be really clear about that, because you're going to have your not-so-good days. That is part of human nature. That's part of the experience. Life events are going to come at you. But don't lose sight of what your true purpose is. It's reflect on that. Could I have done things differently? How would I like to do things differently? How did I respond, react in that situation? How do I want to be better the next time? So really, it's a cycle. It's about being and doing, reflecting, and then being and doing again. So be, reflect, be. And always working to be better. Simply put, that is your purpose. I believe that's your purpose. I believe that's everybody's purpose. But especially for our men these days, to make it simple, all those other things of who what you want to do, it opens the door. It doesn't matter. What matters is who you are and while you're doing those things, and that you're constantly striving. It's like a vow to be better. That is a purpose-driven life from my perspective. Once again, thank you for joining me. Please share this with others if you're finding it valuable, worthwhile. And always, I look forward to any comments you may have. Take care, and we'll wrap it up with part 3.